Welcome to the Illuminating Lives podcast. I'm Israel Smith, well-being and resilience coach for high-achieving, successful dads who want more meaning and purpose in their lives without the stress, burnout, and overwork. I'll share how you can make simple changes to your mindset, habits, and choices to stop those racing thoughts and angry outbursts and create more time, more energy, more balance, and a lighter, calmer head and heart. This podcast is for you if you're ready to learn how to thrive in our uncertain world, prioritize your own well-being and mental health, improve your relationships with your partner and kids, rediscover some fun, and get back on track to living your best life every day. I'm stoked you're here. Hey there, listener. Welcome back. Israel again with you for Illuminating Lives. And on today's episode, I want to sort of follow a thread from my last episode about what are you tolerating? One of the things that occurred to me is that understanding what it is that we're putting up with kind of goes hand in hand with understanding what it is that we want in life, what we want to experience, what we want to feel, how we want to kind of, how we want our life to be composed. So in today's episode, what I'm excited to talk to you about is why you don't know what you want, or what's getting in the way of you understanding what you want, right? Because I can imagine, and this certainly holds true in my own life, but also in that of my clients and people I've spoken with, as I sort of thought about this episode, when somebody asks you, what do you want? What's your answer? What is your default position on that question? What are the things that instantly come to your mind? And I want to challenge you that sometimes those initial things that come to your mind aren't actually what you really want personally. They are what you have been told you should want. They are things like, you know, the fancy house and the fast car and the six-pack abs and all that kind of stuff. But that's what we see in media, that's what we see in films, that's what we are marketed to and told repeatedly that we want by all of the external social pressures, social norms. But what do you want specifically? Do you know? Are you aware? Are you able to articulate what it is that you want? That's a great, challenging question for me, even to ask myself, what is it that I want? And I thought, I've been reflecting on this a little bit over the last, probably I'll say 3 to 6 months especially. And as I have, you know, gone through a bit of a long dark night of the soul earlier this year, where there was a big question mark about whether I even wanted to continue my coaching business. I talk about this in an earlier episode from this season. As I went through that, I had to get really specific and really clear with myself about what I wanted out of my life. And that took some work, and it took some specific conditions that I want to kind of break down with you. And I think part of me talking about what barriers are in place to us knowing and understanding what we want will help you, and I'll talk about this as well, what conditions need to be in place for us to get a true, authentic, real answer of what we want. So let's start. First of all, finding out what we really want actually is an exercise in reflection. It's an exercise in reflection. It requires time, and it requires space, and it requires patience. And it usually requires a bit of quiet. So I want to challenge you that how often you sit in your own company quietly and just reflect on your life, as opposed to at the first moment of nothing to do, you reach for a phone or a screen or a distraction of some sort. Knowing what you want really requires being able to sit comfortably in the quiet with yourself. That time to reflect allows our brain to start drawing new connections. And this is, again, a theme that I've spoken about this season, particularly in the episode of like empty space or white space. All right, giving our brain time just to sort of form new creative pathways to draw connections between different things. It kind of allows our inner wisdom and our inner truth to bubble up from the depths, and we need to listen because that speaks really softly. Another thing we need is to trust ourselves. Because if we don't trust our own selves, if we find that we can't keep promises to ourselves, if you're the sort of person who hits snooze on the alarm clock 5 times before you roll out of bed in the morning and makes a commitment that this time, this week, this shopping trip, I'm going to not buy any chocolate, I'm going to eat healthy, I'm going to really change where things are at, and then you revert straight away to, you know, fistfuls of Doritos or gummy bears or whatever, or not going to the gym or not looking after your sleep habits, what is happening in those moments is you're sending yourself messages that you can't be trusted to follow through on the promises you make to yourself. Right. So that particular piece, keeping little micro promises to ourselves, like I'm going to go to bed at 9:30 tonight and make sure I'm in bed by 9, lights off at 9:30 to go to sleep. And then when the alarm goes off, I'm not going to hit snooze, I'm just going to get up. Over time, keeping our promises to ourselves builds our own level of self-trust. And that's what we need in order to really, truly identify what we want. Because otherwise, our relationship to the answer of what is it that we want is going to be filled with doubt. Well, do I really want that? Can I really trust myself that I'm giving myself a true and honest answer? Right? You can sort of see the connection there. I also really believe we need to unplug, we need to separate ourselves from the noise of marketing and sales and advertising and social media and even societal expectations, our family's expectations. What we want is a very personal, very individual, and often very private thing. Obviously, if you have a life partner, then my hope for you is that your wants are actually aligned with those of your partner, but what you want specifically is not dependent upon and should not be dependent upon what anybody else wants. What we want in our life, what we want in our experiences in this human form, is really a very personal, very individual thing. So we need to be able to unplug from all of the external pressures and suggestions and, I'm going to say, like sneaky manipulations that things like social media networks and the mainstream media and the barrage of advertising that we are subjected to every single day, that all of those things have a separate agenda which is not aligned. I'm going to say exclusively, like significantly misaligned or not aligned with what you want personally. All of those interests, social media, mainstream media, advertising, their sole purpose is to exploit you for their own profit. Now, if you want to be a puppet or somebody who gets exploited regularly to be poorer or to not have money, or to be spending money on things you don't need or that aren't appropriate for you, if that's what you truly want, I'll be a bloody monkey's uncle. I find that that is unlikely in the extreme. Right, so we need to trust ourselves. We need some quiet time to reflect. We need to separate and unplug from the ever-present narrative that we must be good little economic units who consume what we're told to consume. I actually think we also need to better understand ourselves and better understand particularly our values. What do I value? What do you value? How can we tell this? I'm going to do another podcast episode about our values because it's such a big topic that I can't really do it justice in the confines of this conversation. But it's important that you have some idea of what it is that you value in life, because that will directly inform what you want. If you value financial stability and security, then what you want is probably going to be linked to having a specific amount of money in the bank. If you value freedom, then what you want is probably going to involve freedom of how you spend your time, or freedom of the choices that you make, or freedom of perhaps how you spend your money, or maybe travel, or, you know, not having onerous obligations and responsibilities that keep you pegged in one particular place. As an example, so understanding your values. We need a sense of self-worth, and we need a sense of safety. I'm going to just name those two outright. Why is that? Well, for us to understand what we want at a very deep level, we need to appreciate that sometimes we just don't feel worthy or deserving of what it is that we desire. Sometimes we just have an inner dialogue. As soon as we say to ourselves something like, I really want to drive a nice car, then sometimes, almost like a tennis player returned serve straight back over the net, our subconscious pipes up with, yeah, but you don't deserve that. You're not worthy of having that nice car. I'm sure you can relate. Or maybe you can't. Maybe you've never experienced this sort of conversation before. But there are examples throughout our lives of conflict between what we want and what we think we are worth. I really want $1 million. Well, great, but you're not worth $1 million. I really want to have a happy marriage. Great, but you're not the kind of person who deserves love. I really want to have a community to belong to. Great, but everyone rejects you. Right, and I'm giggling because it's so true and it's actually bringing up my own echoes. But inner dialogues like this about our own self-worth and value are really, really powerful, and they can squash our desires before we even allow ourselves to think it, even to the point that we don't even recognize we have independent, sovereign desires of our own. And lastly, but by no means least, possibly one of the most important factors we require is safety. And I've spoken about this in my episode earlier this season on Hard Conversations about this concept of psychological safety. I think this safety encompasses that, and it also includes, you know, physical safety, right? Like, for us to want something as a truly authentic want, we need to feel safe. We need to feel safe that we can want something. If we don't feel safe, if we feel threatened, if we feel unstable, if we feel, I guess, challenged all the time, then we're probably going to be spinning and not able to be present and to be really honest and truthful with ourselves about what it is that we want. So, if you've had trouble knowing what you want, there's some of the reasons. There's some of the explanations as to why you don't know what you want. So, how do we take action on this? How do we switch this around so we can truly get deep and understand what it is we want as individuals? Well, let's go back through the shopping list. We need to trust ourselves. We need to experience self-worth and self-trust. That can be done incrementally in very small pieces, bit by bit by bit, building up our relationship to ourselves, our relationship to our ability to keep our own promises. In a sense, showing personal integrity, doing what we say we're going to do when we say we're going to do it to ourselves or for ourselves, right? In a way, it's a demonstration of self-love. Loving ourselves by keeping our word and our promises to ourselves. You set the alarm for 6:30, get up at 6:30. Don't hit snooze. You're breaking your promise to yourself right at the start of the day. If you say you're going to catch up with a friend, catch up with the friend unless something untoward happens. Keep your commitment. If you are going to eat well, eat well. The reward is how good your body feels when you avoid all of the other crap. Maybe as an added bonus, you lose a little weight as a result of eating well. I don't know. But keeping your word to yourself builds, I guess, the balance in the self-worth bank and in the self-trust bank. And that is a critical starting point. All right. Creating time for us to reflect and to have quiet time, creating a separation from the noise and the external motivations of social media and other media, understanding our values, I think these things are fairly self-explanatory with the possible exception of the values. As I said, I'll do another episode soon on how to understand and perhaps interrogate ourselves to get to the point of what are our values. And that'll have a little worksheet attached to it. So it's going to be a bit of an interactive lesson, that particular episode. But they're some of the things we need to take action on to understand what we want. And why bother? Why go to all of this effort? Why try and understand what we want in the first place? Well, I think it's obvious. I'm sure you're thinking about this going, yeah, like clearly. But to be really explicit, when we are able to tap into our inner compass about what we want for ourselves in our life, then we are able to take action to move toward that. We are able to align ourselves with our own inner compass. So we are no longer working at cross purposes with what our inner desires are. Have you ever been, say, on a hike or a bushwalk? And you know how easy it is to move in alignment with the path. But when you go off the path, everything slows down. Everything takes way more effort. Everything is a real battle, right? Trying to go over and under the fallen branches through the thick, dense foliage that's been overgrown for ages without anyone walking through it. By comparison, when you find your way back to the path, everything flows. Each step becomes easy and fluid and simple and effortless. It's the same when we find alignment in our lives, when we find what are the things that bring us joy and play in our day? What are the things that make us feel alive and feel illuminated? If I draw a thread from the name of this podcast, when we find the things that light us up and make our days and our weeks and our months more centered around those things, more aligned to those things, then that is how we can start to feel that ease and that grace and that peacefulness in our days, because those are the things that really our soul wants. Those are the things that our inner wisdom wants. So knowing what we want is the key to an aligned life. You may be struggling with this whole concept. This may be feeling like it's so completely foreign to you. If you've got a lot of plates spinning at the moment, if you've got a lot of inner chaos or turmoil, or if you are perhaps struggling a bit with your mental well-being or physical well-being, I can appreciate this probably sounds a little bit far off in the distance. And I want to honor wherever it is that you find yourself today as you listen to this. And I want you to also recognize that this does not need to be like running a marathon or climbing Mount Everest. This can be as simple as taking a step, taking one step in the right direction towards something you want. And it can be as incremental and as small as you want. But if you can start to think about what are some of those barriers I've discussed that might be in the way in your world, maybe the first thing you want is just to start eliminating some of those barriers so you can really get clear in your own self about what am I even here for? What is my soul's purpose? Or what is the point? What is the work that is going to give me meaning and satisfaction and fulfillment through my days? Those starting points come back to creating the environment, creating the circumstances for us to really identify what we want. And then once we start to line up those dots, once we start to find ourselves back on the path, man, that's when life truly comes alive. And I can say to you, after all of the wilderness bashing that I did earlier this year, I feel so, so aligned. I'm participating in my family's life in a big way. I'm engaging with some great friends. I'm keeping myself physically active and I'm eating better, so I'm feeling healthier. The work that I do through this podcast, through my coaching clients, through my corporate presentations and support workshops and things, all of that work is so fulfilling and satisfying and feels so aligned, even when it's hard. even when it's, especially when it's hard, it's like the joy of, and I spoke about this, oh God, I've been rehashing so many other themes. I spoke about this a couple of episodes ago as well, about how much I love paddling out and getting smashed by surf. When I'm in the throes of paddling out and physically exerting myself to get out the back while I'm surfing, I feel so alive. I feel so grateful. I feel so connected and so aligned to the act of surfing. So that's how I feel I'm living most of the time, even and especially when things are tough. But it's because I've taken the time to grasp and truly authentically understand what I want. And then the beauty of that is that I can show up in that way for the people that mean the most to me, for my wife and for my two kids, and for you, my audience and friends, and my clients and my extended family and my network of mates. So that's why this is an important conversation, because if we don't know what we want, we're forever going to be pushed around by all of those other factors. We're going to be washed around like, you know, we're a little cork in the ocean with no rudder, with no motive force, no energy to move ourselves. Connecting to what it is that we want helps us craft the life that we truly desire. It helps us get closer to the expression of our innermost desires and our soul's passion or contract or wishes while we're here having this experience as humans. I hope that has been helpful for you. I would say this. If you've never done any quiet reflection before, here's how simple it is. Set a timer on your phone for 30 minutes. Sit outside, preferably in a nice nature-oriented area, even if you just get a bit of sun and fresh air. But get out of the house. Maybe have a notepad and paper next to you just to capture ideas as they come. Put your phone away. Have nothing in your ears. Have nothing playing music-wise or podcast-wise, and just sit quietly. And just extend your hearing out and see what you can hear. And just look around and notice what you can see. And then just start to ask. If nothing was restricted, if everything was possible, what would I want? If there were no restrictions and if anything was possible, what would I want? And maybe just reflect on that. Maybe write some notes. See what comes up. And here's an extra tip. Don't qualify or judge or censor yourself. Literally write everything that comes up, especially the very first things that pop into your mind, because they are the most true from your inner wisdom. If there were no restrictions and if anything was possible, what would I want? I'm going to leave it there for you. I hope you've enjoyed this bit of an exploration of why you don't know what you want or what could be getting in the way of you connecting with that, and also little actions you can take on how to move things forward. If you are struggling with this idea of alignment in your life, I've just created a life alignment survey. I really encourage you to jump over to my website and check it out. I'll send the link through. I'll put the link in the show notes. Jump on that, click through, and just use it as a way of interrogating yourself, or just inquiring rather than interrogating, something less brutal. Inquire of yourself what it is you feel in those 12 different dimensions, these 12 different aspects of your life. How do you feel about, what would you rate yourself out of 10 for those things? And just get yourself a bit of a glimpse of how things are going. And then from there, if that becomes a motivator for you to take action, I'm here to support you getting closer to the life that you really, truly want to live, creating more alignment in your life and helping you have a deeper, more connected sense of who you are and what you want and where you are going. And being able to show up powerfully in all of the relationships, the situations and the communities in your life. I'm sending you all of the love and gratitude. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I trust you have. I will see you on the next episode. Have an amazing day wherever you are. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Illuminating Lives podcast. If you're the kind of person that likes helping other people, then please share this around if you found it to be valuable. And remember to leave me a great 5-star review in Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I've really enjoyed being here supporting you, and I trust this is going to have a positive impact in your life. Remember, I work as a one-to-one coach, corporate workshop facilitator, and professional speaker. So if you would like to work with me one-to-one, have me educate and support your team, or present at your upcoming event, please reach out via the details in my show notes. Have a fantastic day, and I'll see you on the next episode.